want to know all about horses? Then stick around for 30 minutes with natural horseman Jim Swanner. I'm alive and I'm free. You wouldn't want to be me. Learn more all about horses at jimswanner.com.
Good morning, I'm Jim Swanner, and welcome to All About Horses, a new radio show where we'll be discussing and talking about everything about horses, from hooves to tail. I'm glad you tuned in. First, I want to talk about one of my sponsors, Hometown Market, Hometown Grocer here in Athens. For a good, friendly shopping experience, please visit Hometown, where they have 2-liter bottle Pepsi and Mountain Dew, $1.19 each. They got Van Camp's pork and beans, 2 for $1. Starkey's tuna, 69 cents for a 5-ounce can. And try this week's fresh produce values. Baby peeled carrots, 99 cents for 16 ounces. Those are just perfect for feeding your horses. Pick five meat sale continues daily. Ground round is $2.99 a pound. Fresh whole chickens, 99 cents a pound. In the Athens Shopping Center at 608 South Jefferson Street. Hours are 6:30 a.m. to 10 p.m. Make Hometown your hometown market.
All About Horses.
When you're looking for equipment for your natural horsemanship journey, when you're looking for study materials by the master horseman, or you're looking for clothing, check with Natural Equipment Australia. From the land down under, Natural Equipment is in Clarencetown, New South Wales, Australia. I've ordered many pieces of equipment from Lee and Danny Woodland. If you want anything in the way of natural horsemanship equipment, halters, lead ropes, communication sticks and strings, bareback pads, bitless bridles, training books and videos, clothing, all their equipment is top quality. I have been very satisfied with the way they do business. Contact Danny and Lee Woodland at Natural Equipment at www.naturalequipment.com.au. That's their online catalog, naturalequipment.com.au.
Now back to more All About Horses.
Hey, welcome back. I'd like to welcome my guest today, Richard Ferreira.
Good morning, Jim.
Richard, I'm glad you're here today. Appreciate you being here.
Thanks for offering.
What I'm going to do first in the first segment is kind of talk a little bit, and Richard, you can chime in anytime you want to or hear a comment you need to make. I want to talk a little bit about what natural horsemanship is. Natural horsemanship, you just kind of separate the two words, natural. You think about that, natural foods, fruit, vegetables and that kind of thing. So natural horsemanship is teaching horses based on what is natural to them, based on the nature of the horse. So what I would suggest someone doing is actually, we kind of talked about it earlier, is get in a class. If you're new to horses, get in a class before you go out and try to do anything with your horse.
Hey Jim, something that you taught me a long time ago is this natural horsemanship. The old school ways are out. The beating of the horses, the mistreating of them, that's out. If we know their body language, which you taught me, then we can make this relationship. And those horses, once we learn their body language, they can teach us how to respond to them. It just makes life easier and it's a lot safer.
That's right, Richard. It's you learn the horse's language, and there are a lot of clinicians out there that and we study all of them, and nobody knows it all, and nobody ever will, because we're not horses. But there are a lot of clinicians out there that you can learn a lot from, and if you start at a point, and that's what we do at our school. We get you started and carry you as far as you want to go. But when you get to a certain point, your horse is going to start teaching you more than I could ever teach you, because you're going to be recognizing what is happening with that horse. The horse is going to be telling you things and asking you questions, and it's up to us to really get into the horse and really focus on the horse to answer the questions and understand what their nature is.
One of the best things that you ever taught me, when we met at a convenience store over there by Calhoun Community College, we talked about, I asked you, would you break my horse? I had a brand new Arabian, a young one. And you said, no, but I'll teach you how to break that horse.
Right.
And I didn't quite understand what you meant at the time, but after I came over to your stables and got to know you and saw what you did, I realized that I could break my horse. And that's why I signed up for a lesson, a 15-week course I took with you. It was in natural horsemanship. And since then, you've just never been able to get rid of me.
Well, that's the way I like it. You know, when we get into, or we get students, all my students turn into friends. And that's the way I like it. We've had a lot of good folks come through there. But as you know, you and Vicky, this is a passion. This is something that I can't learn enough of, to help people with their horses, and actually to help horses with people. And that's why I don't train horses. I don't break horses. I don't start horses. And actually, I don't like the word break. I like when we talked about me teaching you, it's you start a relationship and build a partnership. You know, there are a lot of good trainers out there, but what I tell people, I said, learn it yourself. That way, you know, you can always do it. You know, and while we're on that, in November, we're going to be starting some classes, and it's classroom. It's not with horses, but it's going to be classes where you come and we're going to teach you your different. Well, we call them horsenalities. You know, it's like people with personalities. All are different, and people have to treat each one different. You got to understand each person. But we're going to start classes, and we're going to start in the beginning. And what I mean by that, I don't care if you've been in horses 40 years or 40 minutes. We start, as Ray Hunt used to say, we start in the front. Okay, so we're going to start there, and like I said, it's going to be classroom, and it's going to be probably 2 hours a week, but I don't know the exact date we're starting yet or how long it's going to last. But on the classes in November, you can, they'll be on my website, and you can go there and find the information. And it, jimswanner.com is the website. And also, it'll be on my Facebook. So if you can go to KIN Stables Facebook or All About Horses Facebook, and it'll all be on there.
Yeah, Jim, you know, when I first came to you, I couldn't even put a halter on a horse. I mean, I was 60 years old and had never ridden, and you taught me everything I need to know and be safe about it over the last 4 years, and I certainly appreciate that. I'm alive and walking, so I figure I did real good.
Yeah, well, that's good, and that's what we try to do. We try to teach people how to be safe around horses, safer, because you're never safe around horses. And what I mean by that is horses have a brain, and they are prey animal by nature, and some are more skeptics, more cowards, claustrophobics, and panicolics. So you got to know what horse you're dealing with, and you just don't assume with your horse, because anything can happen. And you know, when you're with a horse, we try to teach people to think like the horse, and that's kind of hard. And I can say this because I am one. The male, we try to macho too much. And I study, like I said a while ago, I study all the clinicians. I study even people from the Netherlands and Russia, and not just the people here, because I got to know what I'm teaching, and I can't teach it if I don't know it. Okay, so there is a book that I'm reading, and I knew this, but I didn't know it until saw it in words, and it says that the horse has the outlook. I'm paraphrasing now. Has the outlook on life that is normally associated with feminine values. So, that being said, about 70% of the horse industry today is female.
I didn't even realize that. 70%.
Yeah, 70% of the horse industry today is female. Now, most females, they can't muscle a horse. They can't, you know, they're not going, well, we can't either. You know, males can't either.
Cause that horse wants to get away, he's gone.
Yeah, you're looking at a 1,000, 1,200-pound animal, right. And here we are, you know, a fraction of its weight and strength and quickness. And if we think we're going to out-muscle that horse, then you know, maybe we don't need to be in horses.
Yeah, and see, you know, the way you teach it now, and I got to tell the story about Vicky. She's a little, my wife is a little girl.
Tiny.
She's about, she says she's 5 foot, but she's really 4'11". and she has almost 16-hand horse that she can control with ease. She does it easier than I do, and I think it's because she's a woman myself.
Yeah, you know, it's, you know, we always look for an easier way, and this the natural horsemanship, of course, you know, it's kind of funny. You know, America was discovered on the East Coast, and everything flowed west. Well, now it's just right backwards. Everything on the West Coast is coming back east. So, you know, the natural horsemanship revolution started in the West, and it's kind of moving back this way. And with the help of internet and all the media, and you know, it's we're learning more. You DVDs and people like myself and you know that have a passion to teach people that are learning more and trying to, you know, get out and spread the word on the easier way. And if someone doesn't want to learn an easier way, they want to work hard. Well, you know, I'm a lazy trainer, okay? You know, I don't want to move my feet very much. I can sit, you know, sit on a barrel sometimes and work with a horse. But it's not the moving around of the horse that teaches the horse. You know, controlling the movement of the horse is where you get the submission and you become the leader of the horse. You become the alpha, and it's controlling the feet, whether you're getting the feet to move or whether you're getting the feet to stand still.
And once you got that understanding between your horse through that natural horsemanship type training, once you're the alpha horse to them, there's nothing they won't do for you.
That's true. The horse that I use right now in clinics, we were in just north of Montgomery a couple of weeks ago doing a clinic down there, participating in a clinic, the Alabama Horse Council, or the River Region Horse Council. And the horse I took, she is phenomenal, and she makes me look good.
Yeah.
And we'll start playing, and I have an obstacle course there at the farm, and we'll go out there on the obstacle course, and of course, I just have a rope around her neck going out there, and then I take it off, and we just start playing and you know, weaving barrels and figure eights, and she'll go through the obstacles, and then we run together and stop and back. When you get that type of relationship with your horse, it's like playing with your dog. I mean, I have shed a many tear with my horses because they're the ultimate prey animal. We're the ultimate predator, and once you break down that barrier between the two, and that horse starts looking at you as one of its own, then you have something. And once you take that halter off and they're standing there, we call it at liberty, there's only one thing left, and that's the truth. That the truth is the only thing left. So if you want to see what type of relationship you have with your horse, Go out somewhere and take the halter off and see what happens.
Yeah, see if they stay with you or do they run away.
Right.
And that's, you know, I have to revert back to something else here. Is you were talking about the natural horsemanship and the training when I asked you to break my horse. And if I would have let someone do that for me, I would have never built that type of relationship with a horse.
Right.
I want that horse to do what I say, not what somebody else trained him to do.
Right.
This way we have that relationship. He thrives on my body language. He'll sit there and wait for my body language, and then he'll react to my body language. And it's just awesome. Once it all clicks, it's just awesome.
Yeah. And the horse that I'm telling you about, the fantastic horse, I can ask her to do things or get her to do things through my body language that she sees, but you know, other people can't see what I'm doing. Now, I've had some friends come and they try to get her to do the same thing, and she won't move. So we've built that relationship. We've built that communication. Okay. Now, I've heard people say, well, I've sent my horse to a trainer and now I get my horse back and it still won't do what I want it to do. Well, you know, you send your horse to a trainer, you need to go to that trainer and say, okay, I need you to teach me too, so I know what you're doing. Because in a lot of cases, and bless trainers' heart, they have a job to do. And when, you know, they get the horse is doing fantastic stuff, and the owner gets it back, and then, you know, the horse is not doing something, then the trainer gets blamed for, and I'm thinking, it's not the trainer. You know, it's the body language, it's the understanding of the horse. So if you use a trainer, go work with your trainer. Let that trainer teach you what he's doing or she's doing with that horse. So you'll have the same relationship, the same body movement, same body language as that trainer. You know, don't get it back my horse is not doing what my trainer said it would do. So it's not the trainer, it's you.
You know, I remember one instance where you and I were talking, and I was in one of your classes, and Jim does this one-on-one. It's not a group most of the time. It's just one-on-one. If he does it for a group, he's usually doing it for free. And so if you ever have a chance to go out there with Jim Swanner at his stables and watch him work with a group, it's really quite a feat to watch. But I asked him, I said, well, what do you do when a horse starts to buck? And he said, you grab that rein and you pull it into your knee and that'll tuck his head around. It's called a one horse rein. It's called a one rein stop, emergency stop. And you can even do it normally. And then all of a sudden, the next day, I got on him and he started bucking. And after the first time he bucked, I used that emergency stop, pulled on that rein, pulled it into my knee, and he absolutely stood still. So it saved me from getting thrown off because he was in his right brain at the time. He was just going ballistic on me. Yeah. But through his encouragement, my encouragement, we walked out of that one safe.
That's good. Well, we're gonna take a little break here, and we'll come back with Richard Ferreira. If you're looking for a place to exercise, keep your figure and get it back, the Lion's Den Gym, located at 212 Commercial Drive, Athens, Alabama, is the place. You have 24-hour, 7-day-a-week access because you have a key. This place is packed full of equipment for serious bodybuilders or if you're only wanting to tone up. The Lion's Den Gym has tons of free weights, Nautilus machines, dry heat sauna, step mill, treadmill, stair climbers, stationary bikes. All the aerobic equipment is in one room so you can watch your favorite program on TV to help pass your time away. The Lion's Den Gym has any type of fitness equipment you'll ever need. They have an 800-square-foot private classroom, no long-term contracts, kettlebell training classes, and urban boot camp, bridal boot camp. If you're looking for a place so you can stay in shape, get back in shape, or just want to feel better, or you need to rehab your body part, I'm sure the Lion's Den Gym is the place for you. I'm Jim Swanner, and I know this about the Lion's Den Gym because I'm one of the founders. Go by and see them at 212 Commercial Drive, just off Jefferson Street, Athens, Alabama, or give them a call at 256-232-9794 to make an appointment.
All About Horses.
Hello, this is Jim Swanner. If you're looking for something unique for that certain person or a certain something for that unique person, you will find it at Abernathy Monogramming and Awards. Whether you need monogramming, trophies, gifts, screen printing, sports clothing with your favorite team, whether it be high school, college, or pro, Abernathy Monogramming and Awards, 1102 South Jefferson Street, Athens, Alabama. They do all my apparel for my natural horsemanship school and farm, and I'm very pleased with the results. Go by and visit Jason, Holly, Billy, and Shirley, or give them a call at 256-232-7657. That's Abernathy Monogramming and Awards, 1102 South Jefferson Street, Athens, Alabama.
Alan Brown is on the beat. Another amazing job complete. Want it hot, want it cold. Alan Brown's got to know. How you gonna get him to your door? 233-4844. 233-4844. That's Alan Brown Heating and Cooling. Family owned and operated since 97. Offering American Standard. Free estimates on new installation and replacement. Service on all makes and models. So when heating and cooling issues get you down, remember Alan Brown. 233-4844.
I want to tell you about Cam's Food Mart, located at the corner of Lucas Ferry Road and Browns Ferry Road. Cam's Food Mart has one of the best loaded pizzas I have ever eaten. I would put it up against anybody's. Cam's Food Mart also has chicken finger lunches, fried chicken, Crispitos, rib slabs, they're good too, JoJo's, cheese sticks, baked half chicken, boiled peanuts, diesel, a full line of drinks, beverages, and snacks. Good folks, very friendly, they do what it takes to satisfy. Go by and shop with Cam's Food Mart at the corner of Lucas Ferry Road and Browns Ferry Road. To pre-order, call 256-232-2311. That's Cam's Food Mart at Lucas Ferry and Browns Ferry Road. Tell them to load you up a Jim Swanner-sized pizza.
Now back to more All About Horses.
All right, welcome back to All About Horses. I'm speaking with Richard Ferreira this morning. And we're just kind of kicking it back and forth about natural horsemanship and about what it's all about and how you need to be around the horses. But one thing I want to say is handling horses is an inherently dangerous activity. So please don't attempt it until you have some proper training or lessons or get with someone that knows what they're doing. Especially if you've never been around a horse, because these things they can be dangerous. They got 4 feet and all of them can hurt you.
And they move in different directions at the same time. You just don't know it.
That's right. They can move 6 different ways.
Yeah, I want to tell a story about my brother who's older than I am. And that's older than Dirk. But he gave me a motorcycle one time and told me not to get on it until I had been through a motorcycle safety foundation course, and I had been riding bikes most of my life. And he said, "Nope, you can't have it then." And I said, "Well, never mind." And I wanted the bike, you know, it was a nice bike. So I did. I went through the safety. I learned more at that. Same thing with horses, playing golf. If you're going to do something, do it right. Go to a professional first. Jim Swanner, I recommend him.
But
go to a professional first. It's going to keep you out of trouble, and you won't pick up the bad habits that you would normally pick up when you try it on your own, or your buddies tell you how to do it. That's the best way to get hurt on a horse is listen to your buddies. So do it right. Just go to a professional first.
Thank you, Richard. Jim. Yeah. One thing I want to mention that we do have coming up at the toward the end of the month at KIN Stables. We have a kids camp October 22nd, and actually the deadline for registration for that is this coming Saturday, the 8th. But if you need want to request an application, you can go to my website or send me an email at jim@jimswanner.com, and I'll zip one back to you, and you can get it back in. Each kid, it's only $20 per child, and it's going to be on the 22nd from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. And we've got a lot of activities and horse rides for the kids to participate.
There's nothing finer than seeing children on a horse smiling. That's the biggest thrill I get out of it with all my grandkids.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a reward for what I do. This summer we had over 100 students. And man, that's a lot of horse time. But my greatest reward is seeing these kids and adults alike, and you see that big smile up there, and they've had a good experience and a good time, and nothing traumatic happened, but that's my reward when I see the kids. But actually, when I see the parents smile, you know, for their kids, and that is a great thing.
And then when they come back again.
Yeah, and the returns, and or you get one reward that I get. A lot of the kids this summer, they painted or colored, used crayons, and drew pictures of the farm, of the horses, of course, one of my horses, Nate Rosie, and Fella, and Hopi, and they drew pictures of these horses and brought them to me, and these kids just are awesome.
Yeah,
awesome.
The kids they remember. They'll forget your name, Jim, but
yeah,
they won't forget the horse's name.
That's it. Yeah, actually, back in April, when all the devastating storms and tornadoes and stuff came through, I lost a horse in the storm. But it wasn't via tornado, it was lightning. And one of my little riders came in after that, and she presented me with a picture she had drawn and colored it. And it was a horse with wings.
Hmm.
And I looked at that, and I looked at her, and she said, "That's for Wanchi."
Yeah, that'd make me cry.
Yeah, Wanchi was the horse that got struck by lightning, and of course, you know, yeah, she was a beautiful Appaloosa and fast. Man, she was fast, but
yeah.
But that was cool. Okay.
Luckily, I've never had to have that yet. I've never had that feeling. Don't want that feeling.
No, it's not a good feeling. But we're going to take another break here, but I want to mention Metro Body Shop. Charles Wright out there on Clinton Street. If you need some body work done on your own, well, especially around the farm, you know, your trucks get dinged and dented and kind of like mine. I had it sitting in the arena one day, and I turned the horses out when I was cleaning stalls, and one of them laid down and rolled, and then he got up, and he was feeling good and kicked it right in the side. And I thought, man, there's a dent in my truck now. So, you know, take your vehicle out to Charlie Wright, Metro Body Shop on 801 South Clinton Street, Athens. They give a free estimate, lifetime warranty, one car, iCar Gold certified, preferred repair shop for most insurance company, full frame repair and paint shop, 143 years combined experience and excellent General Motors certified. Metro Body Shop has been serving our community for more than 22 years, and they look forward to serving you for many more. Owner Charles Wright. So go by and see Charlie, and let them get you fixed up and get your car shining new again.
All About Horses.
Hi, folks. Jim Swanner here, host of All About Horses and a big fan of Tractor Supply Company. Can't think of a better sponsor for the show because Tractor Supply is all about horses and everything you need for grooming, health, feed, and care. Even more importantly, at Tractor Supply, you get the know-how of their people. They just don't sell you products. They give you advice and answer questions since many of them own and breed horses themselves. Stop by Tractor Supply at 601 U.S. Highway 72 West in Athens and see for yourself. Tell them Jim Swanner sent you. You'll be glad you did. I always am.
If you're interested in English tack, clothing, or horse products, you can find them at Horsing Around Tack Shop at 5650 Sanderson Street, Huntsville, Alabama. Open from 10 to 6 Monday through Friday and 11 to 4 on Saturday. Horsing Around carries a full array of English tack and clothing as well as grooming products, leather cleaning items, horse wellness products, and gifts and toys. And with Christmas coming, Horsing Around offers layaway. That's Horsing Around Tack Shop at 5650 Sanderson Street, Huntsville, Alabama, just west of the Sam's Club on University Drive, or visit their website at horsingaroundonline.com, or give them a call at 256-837-5757.
Pepper Insurance is your independent insurance agent in Athens and has been ever since 1971. Unlike national firms whose decision makers are somewhere out of town, Pepper Insurance is local, influential, and responsive, and they're committed to providing the most comprehensive insurance and risk management services available. Come see William Pepper, Peggy Shores, Kelly Broadway, or Brian Johnston at 120 North Marion Street in Athens, or call 232-7818.
Now back to more All About Horses.
We're just about at the end of our time today, so I really want to thank Richard Ferreira for
my
being
pleasure,
here today.
Jim.
And
anytime,
contributing.
You know that.
Yeah, thank you, Richard. You're a good friend.
You
appreciate it.
That means a lot to me.
Thank you. So we'd like for you to join us again next Monday when my guest will be Barry Falk. He is the pastor of the Cowboy Church here in Limestone County and also been a farrier for over 20 years. So if you have questions you want to ask any of the guests, please send them to me at jim@jimswanner.com, and I will get them to the guest, and we'll try to get them answered on the next show.
Join us next week and visit jimswanner.com to learn more all about horses.